it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. We've talked about a lot of heavy-duty issues this morning, AI and how it affects our faith and society. We've talked about threats to schools and lawmakers, troop deployments to Memphis. Now we're going to talk about the tush push. Tom Ackerman joins us now. The NFL tried to ban this in the offseason. It's a play that the Eagles used pretty successfully against the Chiefs. So, Tom, what is the tush push and why is it so controversial?
It is a legal play that the Philadelphia Eagles primarily run to get a yard. And they do it by lining up a tight formation. Their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, literally gets pushed by players in the backfield, and he pushes forward on the offensive linemen who push the defensive linemen and have to get good position, usually a lower leverage position, to push those linemen through. And the Eagles have perfected it. Why don't other teams run it? Because they don't practice it as well as the Eagles. They perhaps don't have the personnel that the Eagles do. You have to have really everything right. You have to have offensive linemen who know how to do it. You have to have other players who know how to line up and do it. You have to have a quarterback who's stout and strong, kind of a bigger sized quarterback. Hurts can, you know, he's a strong guy. So you have to have all the pieces to do it, but you also have to be willing to run the risk that your quarterback could get hurt. And that is why it has been a push to get the tush push banned, because many NFL officials believe it is a dangerous play.
Well, you've got guys on each side pushing. And so I'm thinking like the core and the leg strength that individual has to not do like a face dive into the ground, you know, is incredible, especially with guys then piling on top to try to stop it.
Right. So the Giants ran it one time and their quarterback, Daniel Jones, got absolutely smoked by a linebacker. So they said, that's enough of that. We're not going to run that again. Others have thought about doing it. The other quarterbacks have told their team, don't run that for me, because they think that they'll get hurt. So there are some teams that actually don't attempt it at all. There are some other teams like the Buffalo Bills have tried it. They have a big quarterback, Josh Allen. They might be able to do it every once in a while. I think the Bears have made some attempts at it. But mostly this is a Philadelphia Eagles play. And they ran it six times, I believe, in that win over the Eagles. I mean, they went over the Chiefs. The Eagles did on Sunday. And Philadelphia is the Super Bowl champs. And, you know, they line up and do it. And they convert it, Megan, about 97% of the time. Almost every single time they run it, they get the yard. And other teams will try to run a fourth and one, and they will try their own ways to get that yard, but they won't do it, and it's not as successful as the tush push. Now, it almost got banned, but it hasn't been. And so now the question is, how do you stop it? And so other defenses and teams will try to scheme and try to figure out ways to stop it. But again, you have to be able to get lower than the offensive lineman, which is no easy task. And I think the biggest thing of all, Megan, is that you know, you have to be able to be willing to do it, understanding that there is an injury risk. The other thing to watch for here is that there were some complaints in that game against the Chiefs that the Eagles were going too early. Mm-hmm. So perhaps there should have been a false start called on them. In fact, Tom Brady called it out on the broadcast. So that's something to watch. When that starts to happen, like Andy Reid, who is a you know, going to be in the Hall of Fame type coach. When that starts to happen, then more eyes are on it, more scrutiny, and perhaps they'll be watching it closer to see if there should be a penalty called on the Eagles. Might be the only way to stop it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a mess to watch in a way. And as an official, I don't know how you're going to be able to see that split second difference.
Yeah, so they're going to have to review this on video and try to figure that out. But in the meantime, the Eagles continue to run what it's basically like a rugby scrum. Mm-hmm. But again, a legal play. I mean, there's nothing against you. You are allowed to snap the ball and then push your offensive lineman forward. And you are allowed to be pushed from behind by your own teammates. So unless another team can get in there and disrupt it, the Eagles will continue to run it. I will say, though, if Jalen Hurts gets injured, not on that play, but on any other play, I'm not sure. I'd have to look to see if they have, I'm sure they have thought this through, but you know, they have to have the right quarterback to do it. I mean, let's say, for example, the Washington Commanders have an awesome quarterback in Jaden Daniels, but he's a little more taller, slender than Hurts. I think they would avoid doing that. Seattle has Jalen Milroe, big, strong running back from Alabama, maybe a little more suited to run a tush push if they could figure out how to do it. Has a great name, too.
Yeah, I think right now it might just be a little bit of sour grapes.
I think it is. I think it is. And I'm not rooting for it, nor am I railing against it at this point, just presenting the facts for everybody. But the fact of the matter is no one's been able to stop the Eagles from doing it because they're so good at it. And that's the other thing. If it was so easy, then why isn't everybody doing it? Because it is not easy to accomplish, but the Eagles have figured out a way to do it. They have the special ingredients, so to speak, a secret recipe on how to accomplish that 1 yard that other teams have not figured out yet.
Tom, thanks for the insight. Appreciate it.
You got it.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.